This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquitie. It's spring in southern Arizona, and spring comes with so many surprises from Mother Nature. Of course, much of it depends on where you live, your elevation. Are you in the Sonoran Desert, Chihuahuan Desert, desert grassland, up in the woodland, maybe higher? It depends on your biotic community, maybe. What's your biome? Yeah, what is my biome, Petey? Well, I don't know, but at 4,800 feet, spring is a trickster. I mean, we got calm sunny days, we got howling wind days, we got rain. Oh, overnight freezes. Oh, I just love these days when the overnight temperatures are at freezing or you know, below in the 30s, but daytime temperatures are 40 degrees warmer, so 30s to 70s, 20s to 60s. Chilly mornings, warm days, wood stove in the mornings, doors and windows open in the afternoon. That's spring at our homestead near the banks of the Ojolote. But listen, a couple hours west of us up in the Sonoran Desert, there are spring wildflower displays that people just, everyone says, oh, you got to get up here, Petey. These displays are amazing. Well, we don't always get that, you know. We're a different biome. We're different biotic communities, right? Yeah. So, recently, we drove north from our home near the banks of the Ojolote to check out the desert at the base of the Pinaleños. A great spot for spring wildflowers in the past. I mean, I'm talking Eschscholzia, bladder pods, Lescarella. Are those even the correct names nowadays? But anyway, wildflowers galore in the past. But we're driving this favorite dirt road, cruising, looking for wildflowers. And Ms. Mosquitie said, I saw some Mexican poppies. I stopped the truck to look. A lot? I asked. Three, she said. Well, around our place, we do have some wildflowers. Oh, yeah, we got an abundance of a small blue flowering annual called toadflax. An abundance, maybe a gazillion blooming toadflax. We call our place Toadflax Acres. But we got some lupins, some namas. I love namas. Phacelias, Enotheras, you know, the primroses. But right now, we are Toadflax Acres. It's pretty. It's native. It's the former Linaria texana, but it's Nuttallanthus texanus now. When I learned it as Linaria, it was in the figwort family, Scrophulariaceae. But it is Nuttallanthus in the plantain family, Plantaginaceae. Is it just me, but does that family, Plantaginaceae, make you think of some British dynasty or Richard III or the War of the Roses? Okay, it's just me. The genus of toadflax, Nuttallanthus, it honors the English botanist Thomas Nuttall. Nuttallanthus means Nuttall's flower. Thomas was poking around America in the early 1800s. The species name, Texanus, makes me want to say anus, anything but anus, but it means from Texas. A friend once told me that the species name Texanus is redundant, and I suspect he had a bad experience in Texas. There are three species of Nuttallanthus in North America, okay? Now you know, Texas toadflax is found all over the West, and over a bunch of Arizona. From 1,500 feet to 5,000 feet in elevation. I should tell you that there's some dense, showy stands of Texas toadflax at Toadflax Acres. Near the banks of the Ojolote. Oh, man. The desert is beautiful, my friends. Yeah, it is. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquitie, and this has been Growing Native.